FM, The Ticket.
Well, miraculously enough, we are right on time here. It's 4:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are live at Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie, and we are right on the cusp of beginning the April Fool's Open. We have a huge crowd out here. Why is Mike Soroy trying to FaceTime me?
I don't know.
He must have butt-dialed me. Myself and Bob Sturm. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Corby.
We are broadcasting live from the tee box at number 7, where we'll be calling the action of the first group consisting of Donovan Lewis, Mike Reiner, and Danny Bayless as they tee off on the very gently sloped 295-yard par 4, a drivable par 4, Georgie, if they were so inclined,
yeah.
But I don't think this group is quite there yet.
No, I don't think so either, but I think reachable within 5, which is key. I think if you take single digits on these holes today, I think you got a good chance of winning.
To get to the green?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get to the green in like 5 or 6, 4-putt, you know, and
yeah.
Then you know, take an 8 or 9 on these holes, and I think you'll be out in front.
I mean, the par 5, and you guys remember this. This is exactly where we played a couple of years ago.
I think we took 8s.
Yeah, I think so. And Bob, no doubt you remember this hole.
There are demons on this hole I'm wrestling with at this very moment. But, you know, we don't know what fate holds for these golfers today, but certainly the championship could lie right here in this trio.
It very well could. Now, I just posted a photo.
The funniest picture you've ever taken.
Of TC, Donovan, and Jake. Donovan, of course, is dressed 100% like Sunday Tiger. I mean, to a T. He looks incredible.
Black pants, red Nike shirt. He's got the black Tiger Woods hat.
We were all ready for that. I was not ready.
Properly tucked.
To see T.C. Fleming show up in 100% Ricky Fowler gear. All orange, head to toe.
He looks amazing.
He does.
That T.C. body of his, that's awesome.
Which one is he down there?
And then, of course, Jake Kemp, who came dressed to kill.
As Bobby Jones.
Yeah, as Bobby Jones.
Or Bagger Vance, yeah, one of the two.
All right, well, let's get this thing underway. I don't know which one of you guys is teeing off first.
How about Grandpa Hardline?
Papa
yeah, why
Hardline?
Why don't you guys go?
Like Arnie starts
okay,
the Masters.
All right. Cashroy, Danny's caddy, will throw the tee, and it points to Danny Bayless, who will tee off first in the April Fool's Open.
Oh, Danny Bayless. Now, I bought him in the Calcutta. I heard he hit the ball well today, Corby.
I hear he was striping it on the range. He was very happy. He was so excited that I think he actually is enjoying himself on the golf course.
Yes.
And this is an event that he was very trepidatious into.
Now, the fairway here on number 7 at Prairie Lakes kind of shades left to right, so they'll want to start it to the trees and then let it trickle down.
It's a par 4. It's about 290. Danny's going with his iron. It looks to be about a 5-iron.
The Knock City
first,
Knocker.
His first practice swing took about 6 feet of dirt. He has since. Now, his backswing, George, goes back about 2.5 feet.
Yeah, very Doug Sanders-like, but
yes.
Let's see what he can do with it. He hit it very straight at the range.
Is this the exploding ball? Here he goes.
Dressed in all black today. Danny
it's back. And he hit the ball about 43 yards.
Okay.
Okay, but
safely
it's
off the tee, no whiff.
It's off the tee.
Off the tee with
not
no
whiff. Again.
It's straight.
This is a ploy that he and his caddy, Cashroy, have been working on now for the past 3 or 4 months. Take it slow, take it easy. Now, Donovan. No fear in this man. Donovan has just pulled out the big stick.
Oh, no.
He is measuring the green from here. It appears he is trying to read a putt.
He has got the driver. He is already ready. He is lined up. Dress. Here we go. Oh, my God. His caddy is stepping away.
His first round ever.
A couple of waggles, Sergio Garcia style.
He's got all his weight on his left foot, it looks like.
He's back, and he tops it to the left side about
did he outdrive
on par
Danny?
With Danny. He is about on par. It rolled past Danny's ball, actually, and that's not a bad place to be on the left side in the rough. 60 yards, let's say. It was a terrible shot, George. Absolutely terrible.
But I thought someone would whiff, and maybe we still will have a whiff, so at least we have contact with our first two shots.
Now, in both cases, they have both gone comfortably past the reds, so pants do stay up.
That's true. Now, former major leaguer David Hulse has just put the tee down for one Mike Reiner, who
claims he's a crowd favorite up there.
Who claims that he is playing his first round in 7 years, that he has been on the golf course in the last 7 years.
Now we do have jeans in this
picture. Yeah, he's wearing jeans and what I can only describe as moon shoes. He looks like he's ready for a lunar walk with whatever foot gear he has on.
Is he going with the iron?
Corby, those help keep his legs straight.
He's going with the iron. All their backswings are extremely short.
Yeah.
He's at address.
Mike
he takes it back. And
whoa!
He stripes it right down the middle.
Oh,
absolutely picture perfect.
Okay.
That's a huge high five from David Hulse.
I would say easily 125 yards down the right side of the fairway and will be, without question, the closest as they approach their second shots.
All right, we have live action here on the 16. Now, this is the par 3 uphill, and it looks like the fake Ricky Fowler has put the tee in the ground, and one T.C. Fleming is ready to hit.
So, do they realize that they are off next?
I think so, because TC is over the ball. You guys ready? Okay, go ahead, TC.
That doesn't always happen at
TC's
PGA
TC's got the flat bill.
Now, this is my horse, George.
Yeah, now, what was your fascination with TC? Just a lot of video gaming?
Mainly that he wasn't Mike Reiner or Jeremy Moran, and those were my options.
Oh, boy, he's got a really upright swing.
Oh,
if the practice swing is anything like the real swing. Here we go.
Oh,
a waggle?
Oh, no.
That was a whiff. We have our first whiff. And
he is away.
He is away, okay. And it has gone some 20 feet.
Oh, no, what have I done?
He
and
took
apparently,
a big...
I missed Jake's shot. Just before that, so I guess he is off the tee and just...
Did Jake hit?
Yeah, I guess Jake is away and he is...
I believe I see a ball on the left side of the tee box. Yeah, because TC is still on the tee box.
TC did not clear the red
markers. No, he's not even close.
Over the ball again.
Over the ball again.
With his second shot, a little bit of a duck waggle there now for TC.
Is he even taking the club back
no.
more than 3 feet?
No, it's not. It's not higher than hip high.
Oh, my God.
He's getting a massage now. If this is the rate we play at, this is going to take 3 hours. But
looks
here
like
we go. TC
drink.
Over his second shot. Actually, it's his third because he did have a whiff. Away and bouncing up the middle of the hole about 30 feet. So no, about 30 yards. He made some contact there.
Celebratory fist pump there.
To try to put this in perspective of how far he's hitting it, if you've seen Caddyshack and you remember the 95-year-old couple that was playing, that D'Annunzio was caddying for with two bags.
The Havercamps, yeah.
Yeah, the Havercamps.
Yeah. Right, here's Kemp with his second.
Second shot. He did not hit it well with his first shot.
No?
Just off the tee. Got the Bagger Vance look. Club back.
Oh
no,
he whipped. He whipped.
He whipped.
He whipped. Yes, he whipped. And he's staring at the ball like, how did that happen?
Okay. Here he comes.
Took a divot.
And I paid $20 for him in the Calcutta. This is not looking good. All right, Kemp with another attempt.
Oh, and he toes it.
Made contact.
About 35 yards.
Skipping up towards the hole. So.
George, let's send it to number five. Let's send it to the action on number five where Corby, Mike Soroy is holding court.
Corby, George, do you have me?
I do.
We are on the tee box of the 550-yard par five. We have the Walker Moran twosome ready to tee off. If they choose to go for two in this, go for the green in two, some water might be in play. Ty Walker now on the tee, a left-handed golfer with an incredibly high body mass index.
He's using my clubs. I don't know if that's going to be of assistance to him.
Posture is terrible, and the backswing. Okay, he has made contact. I'm thinking about a 110-yard drive that sort
not
of
bad.
Stayed in the fairway.
Hey, that's one.
It appears
of the hole
fix
right there.
Is the he's fix is. Oh, he's one. Doing the Chichi Rodriguez sword fighting maneuver. He's high fiving his caddy, and Jeremy Moran in his Macho Man T-shirt and WrestleMania hat now on the tee box.
Now I'm a little concerned about Jeremy and how this is all going to unfold with him walking 500 yards without
he is
stopping,
addressing the ball.
He is way far back from the ball, by the way.
He's too far.
I know. I noticed that in his putting.
He is seems to be confused as to what his next action is going to be.
Bit of a cha-cha step.
Shuffling. A lot of shuffling.
This is gonna
still
seem like a
has
really
not
long hole for
begun
these
the
guys.
Backswing. Oh, God. That may be a lost ball. Seriously, Sean, track that ball. You see it?
Yes.
It's just
caddying.
About 15 yards off the tee, dead left.
He's in some deep cabbage.
Jeremy is just staring at me now. Go start walking toward that ball.
Now, George, you can turn around now and see the action here on number six with the threesome of Mike Reiner and Donovan Lewis and Danny Bales. It looks like there's a crowd surrounding one Mike Reiner right now.
Oh, a swing. He's out of the rough. It's bouncing up the middle of the fairway. Not bad. They're a low burner.
Okay.
Boy, that'll work.
But really?
Ryan's very solid with his first two shots.
I'll tell you what, Mike could get on this green in three, and this was the last man chosen.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Bayless and Lewis have both played up the fairway as well. They are walking towards what will be their third shot. Still a little short of the water here on the seventh. This is a seventh, right?
Yeah, now this is you're at number seven. Now this is where strategy comes in. Do you try to get it over, or do you just play around the water? What do you think?
Well, it looks to me like Lewis is
he's going for it,
considering dead aim. But first, I believe Bayless will have to.
I can't imagine taking dead aim. Meanwhile, back here on the par three, the boys are nearing the green. It's 140 yards, and I think they're both lying four.
Yeah, because Jake had a whiff, so he's.
Yes.
One, two, three. He's hitting four right
okay.
now.
Okay. He has made contact with the ball. It is trundling toward the green. It is on the green.
That a boy,
Jake. Kemp is on the green in five.
We have some breaking news here at number five. Jeremy Moran just off the tee to the left, about 105 yards short of the women's tee. And he's just whiffed on his second attempt. He's now hitting three out
three.
Of a deep rough that he will never get out of. That's another whiff. He's hitting four. And oh my, he's frozen at the top of his backswing.
He's never played this game, not one iota.
I don't believe
okay,
it.
Okay, nope.
In the meantime, what is TC doing?
TC is lining up. He's putting this ball, and he's being given some very specific direction from his caddy. Surely he's. Oh,
oh
my God.
Goodness. He hit that hard. No, not that hard.
He just putted the ball well over the green. Well over the green.
Far too delicate.
That was a terrible touch.
God.
TC, I think he is also lane four.
It's fair to say he had roughly a 20-foot chip, and he hit it about 60 feet.
Does he not look like Seth Rogen in Ricky Fowler gear?
Yes.
Jeremy Moran now from 510 yards for par.
For par! For par!
Bob, what do we got developing over there at number seven?
Well, we're...
Okay, Jake. Jake is now putting for, I believe, a six on this par three. Which
okay.
No.
Wow.
Oh, you stopped out in the broadcast. Oh, no.
Oh, he stopped. Are you putting for five?
Five?
Fifth shot. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. The golfers were angry as the broadcast was a little too loud.
A little too loud, yeah.
Jake has hit his putt.
Okay.
About 25 feet to the right.
Oh,
it seems to be coming back off a little bank.
See, this is where the adventure really begins, putting.
Oh, yeah.
I think if anyone can, like, four or five putt, they're going to do pretty well.
Yeah, I agree. Especially if you didn't practice putt at all.
Which
I can...
it would cause us to quit the game if we were five putted. I think that would be pretty good for them.
I would. If I five putted, I would quit golf.
Jeremy Moran now has reached the fairway. He is lying six. He looks incredibly winded, and frustration has set in. Ty Walker patiently waiting to hit his second shot.
Back over the green.
Well, he looks good doing it, though, in that bright orange Ricky Fowler outfit.
All right, this will be Kemp here for triple bogey if he can roll in this 20-footer.
Yeah, little slider. Going to go right to left.
Six.
Oh, he took it back so far, and he has put it well past the cup himself. A good 8-9 feet as it's sliding back down the hill.
I can report at number seven, Danny Bayless cleared the water and is right of the green. So,
really?
So he is there in three, I do believe.
Wow.
So,
I believe this is Rhymes now setting up with his caddy, David Hulse. They appear to be roughly 30 to 40 yards off the green. They've taken the water out of play. Off to the left here.
So he can just run it up that grass ramp over there.
Yeah, he honestly has a real chance at, you know, a five at worst, you would think, if he could navigate around this. So this is an important shot here to just try to leave himself a one, maybe a two, perhaps even a three putt, George, to probably be in really good shape in this leaderboard.
Jake Kemp is in at number six. with a 9.
Okay.
Wow.
There's a single digit that we've been looking for.
With a 9. TC is safely on the green after putting it over twice. He now has a 3-footer up the hill, and it's in. It's
wow.
in. TC
nice.
Is in the hole.
What he made?
All right, the chip for Ryan.
10. Oh, he made a 10. Did you make a 9, Jake? An 8.
What wow, a pitch by Ryan.
That's a very nice pitch.
He really?
He's on the green, I do believe, Bob.
Yes.
Wow.
On the green in 3?
I believe so.
In 3?
Yes.
My God.
And that chip looked like a seasoned golfer who is
nice touch.
Not afraid of the short game where really strokes can be made up there in a hurry.
All right, let's take a quick break with Cadillac and the Travelers, and we'll be we'll
we
be
may
right
need
back to,
real quick medical attention on 5. Jeremy Moran down in the fairway. Jeremy Moran is down. That is hole 5.
Give him a cigarette. He'll be fine.
Like Jason Day at the PGA last year.
Vertigo.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back, and we'll get you all the action caught up here on numbers 5, 6, and 7 at the April Fool's Open. Okay, 4:38 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We are back at Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie for the inaugural April Fool's Open, where we have pitted the worst 7 golfers at the ticket against one another in a 3-hole challenge. We are off and running. I believe that we know one group has finished. One hole is TC and Jake have finished the very short par 3, 140-yard 6th hole. TC with a respectable 10. Jake with an 8. They both had a whiff included in that score, and they also both had, or at least TC, putted it over the green on his approach and then back over the other side, coming back toward the hole. And the action, though, seems to be here at number 7, where Donovan Lewis, Mike Reiner, and Danny Bayless teed off, and it seems that they are doing quite respectably. TC, don't hit yet. And who do we have on the phone to report on this?
I literally have Bob live on the green. Bob?
Yeah, I'm here at the 7th green where Bayless is standing over. It's actually a good shot, so he's about 30 feet away here, and he will have a strong left-to-right action.
Yeah, I do.
But he's in pretty good spot.
1, 2, 3.
Sound
okay, good.
Okay, there's his. Okay, that's a strong putt. And off the green. So where we are right now.
He putted off the green?
Yeah, he did. And actually, uphill, it takes a little doing. And we're finding here with our golfers, the delicate green work is where the problem really is. But as we said, nobody is in yet on this first hole for this threesome. But what we have is Lewis, I believe, about to hit his 8th shot, I believe.
Okay.
Or his 9th shot. Okay. And we have Reiner about to hit his 7th shot, and then Bayless about to hit his 6th. And really, none of them are really close to holding out at this particular point.
So we did have a whiff for Ryan's, Corby, that we missed.
Okay.
When he was over here on the right side, he whiffed.
Okay,
so.
Well, that does count. Now, we're back here on the tee at number 6. We're having explicit caddy player talk between TC and his caddy. The caddy is saying, don't go right, young man. Don't go right. TC is addressing the ball with a driver. He has pulled out the driver. He has decided to go big off this hole. This 300, right around 300-yard par 4 with Lake at the bottom. He's addressing the ball.
Bottom.
Couple of waggles. He has hit the ball sideways 4.5 feet. We are, his caddy has thrown a pitch of dirt up in the air to check the wind speed. There, it's not really helping. TC, you can go ahead and hit again if you want. I mean, just to get your ball out of the way. Good God.
Oh, no.
It seriously went.
It's going
to
take
four
him
feet.
A while. And
they have changed clubs from the driver to the iron. Now, TC is also playing with ladies' clubs.
I've just witnessed 2 whiffs in a row by Jeremy Moran here at number 5. Now one is away and skipping down towards the water and into the water. After 2 whiffs, and he's got to be laying 12.
TC has hit his 2nd shot on 6. It has gone almost to the red tees. Almost to the red tees. Now Jake, playing with a range ball, is teeing off as well.
What do you got, Bob?
Down here at the 7th green, Lewis now hitting his 9th shot, and he's about 25 feet away. And it goes quickly past
right
the hole. So he will try to come back for 10. Try to come back and hold this on for 10.
Oh, let's go back to 7. Oh. 4 right! 4 right!
Oh, no,
that's
us.
Kemp has taken one into the carts.
Yeah, but it was turned.
Yeah, I see the ball. It's sitting up okay. Made it past the carts. He'll have a shot to punch out if maybe we can move the promo SUV.
I got to say, he made very good contact with his driving iron. I believe that's a hooded down 3-iron that was specially made for this exact tournament, maybe for this specific hole from Jake Kemp, as he wanders off down into the lonely walk into the woods with a cigarette and a Pabst Blue Ribbon in hand.
All right, back to Bob. What score are you looking at there, Bob?
Now we have Ryan's trying to sink his triple bogey putt here.
Ooh,
from about 20
here.
From about 20 feet. So a 7 would actually be a wonderful score on this hole. Let's watch him take a shot here, a little left to right as it heads towards the water.
See, I still think he's 3 putts away from 25 feet.
And lags it nicely and just inches short of the hole. If it stops, he should have a tap-in for 8. A little more than 2 feet left on that particular shot there for Mike Reiner, who has a chance if he wants to finish. He's asking for the right of way, and it does look like he's planning on tapping it in, but then thinks twice of it, George, and wants to make sure that he lines this up and doesn't take anything for granted.
Surely he won't miss this putt. Surely.
I don't know. It's possible in the April Fool's Open for a putt like this. He did miss it! He missed it from just inches away.
And that means, oh, wow.
How far did he go by?
Corbin, you have sorted that in, but I believe that's a 9.
A 9 for Mike. That's definitely a misery there by Hulse. Had to be.
Guys, I've got some great news back here at number 6. TC has found the fairway with his 6th shot.
Oh, no.
He is in the fairway. And I can see, George, Ty Walker over the lake on 5 on the par 5. Looks like he's going for the green here.
Yeah, the left-hander. Club back.
Can you hear me?
I can.
And,
Corby and George, you have me. I'm in the fairway with Ty Walker.
Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
This has proven to be a very laborious par 5 for these two competitors. Ty Walker, though, just his 6th shot. Challenges the water on his approach shot here on the par 5. And here, for the left-handed swing, is Ty Walker. Ty Walker, again, is addressing the ball.
Pins on the back today.
Away. I am 3 feet away from Ty Walker, who is swinging the club. And
he's got to skip
straight into the sauce.
Into the drink.
Okay, and again, you can only hit one in the water, so he can drop on the other side now.
He's in 6. He'll be dropping 7 and hitting 8.
Not bad. Right and, by the green. Now what's...
Jeremy Moran will be dropping the ball and hitting 13.
How are we looking on 7? I hear cheers.
So Lewis had a 5-footer for 9, and then a 15-footer for 10, and then a tap-in for 11. So in for 11, Reiner in for 9. What's this? He has a 3-footer downhill, albeit, but a 3-footer for a 7.
Danny?
Oh boy, Danny.
Definitely put him in a great spot here.
A Knox City knocker.
These are the ones that really hurt, though, man. Grinding over a 3-footer.
Here's TC. What's the matter, TC?
We're looking for a ruling on Jake's ball. Can you get a little relief?
Yeah. Here's the deal. Oh, wait. Here's Danny over the 3-foot putt.
Got it.
He made it.
Oh, he trains it for a 7.
Bayless with a 7 on his first hole.
Did you hear the roars from the green, too?
All right, Corey.
Boy, it rattled across the golf course.
Jake has a shot going back out into the fairway, but our ticket promo van. Why don't we just move the van?
Move the ball on the other side of the van. Now
move it that way, Jake, where you can get a clear shot. No closer to the hole.
You don't want to hit the van.
Yeah. Walk it that way and then take a drop.
Okay, guys. After one hole in with this threesome, we have a 7 for Bayless, a 9 for Reiner, and 11 for Lewis.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's send our man Mike Saroy back to the number 5 tee box to follow that very explosive group where I think the winner could come from. Although Ty Walker, very impressive, lying 7 on this par 5 with 20 yards to the pin.
Yeah, he is he's taking his drop, and he's got an uphill chip. He's got about 60, 70 feet to work with, and he just knocked it in the water. So, hitting 7 right now. So if he could get a 9 or 10, that wouldn't be too bad.
Oh, on a par 5?
On a par 5,
You kidding me? This is the most difficult hole on this course, on this layout, this incredible 800-yard course that they're playing.
All right, Jake Kemp has just hit it right towards me here, and he is just short of the water in the middle of the fairway, but he's going to have that giant tree to contend with. I'm not positive what shot that was, Georgie, but Kemp is in a pretty good
spot.
That
was just
right
a second
now.
Shot, yeah.
He's oh, wow, there, yeah. Wow, wow. We could have a – that's this is big for Jake here if he can somehow string together.
Oh, Sidewalker Chicken has sculled the ball over the green, and it is on the embankment behind the green. Boy, he took a big rip at that for being just in front of the green like that.
You got to figure that is caddy error. Why didn't the big unit have him just putt that?
I don't. Yeah, that's a good question.
Now what's TC's story?
TC right there, Bob. You're looking at him. He lies seven, and he is back out
right
into the fairway.
So I will start right here.
We have Jeremy Moran mic'd up here as he's over his chip shot. At the par five, number five hole.
Is there any way to describe the stance that he has?
Way too
setup?
Far away from it, awkwardly with his hands together. Chip going way too fast and by the pin, over the green and into the little swale behind the green. He's looking at a 15, and he just flipped off the media. He is not happy.
Oh, no.
Jeremy Moran, big, strong Jeremy with trouble here. On the par five.
At least he's wearing his Macho Man t-shirt. Hey, and he did the impossible. A lot of people thought that he would pass out into that lake the minute he got there from exhaustion. He has made it. Is he smoking, George? Can you see
a
cigarette?
I don't see a cigarette, but I do notice that he's winded as he approaches the green. And
Corby and George. Corby and George.
Yes, we have you, Mike.
Oh, this is live from the fifth tee box. I believe it is our tournament leader, Danny Bayless, joining me right now, and Donovan Lewis, a couple of competitors in this tournament for an in-round interview. Danny, how are you feeling thus far through, what, one hole?
One hole.
Okay, how'd you do?
I believe when we put up cash, a seven.
A triple bogey. That's pretty good.
Yeah, we're feeling good about our short game.
Very nice. It was very solid. And Donovan Lewis, what do you have to say so far?
Yeah, you know, I unfortunately hit the water, so I put up an 11. That's better than I thought I would put up, but it'll be the greatest comeback of all time.
This is the longest hole you'll be facing today, and you can go ahead and tee up whenever you're ready. The spectators appear to be standing in the middle of the fairway, so they should be certainly safe.
Mike, are they aware of honors and the low
jokes.
Man gets to go first?
Man.
Danny Bayless, I believe you have the tee.
Oh, I'll have to go first?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Right. On the drive down here, Danny was like, this is all the same
Here's
hole?
Here's a mic'd up chip shot from Ty Walker here, hitting eight at the par five. Fifth hole behind the green.
Chipping or putting?
He's chipping.
Oh, my God.
And it is short of the green, just in the frog here there, and now trickling back towards the drainage once again. All right, back to the tee.
Guys, we have a big story here over on the 7th green.
Okay.
Jake Kemp hitting his third shot from the middle of the fairway. Actually did exactly what he wanted to do, which is not mess with the water too much, but avoid the tree and go right for the golf cart. So now it's right off the green. Ready to make a
wow. Line so, three right by the green.
That's
my
boy.
Nice job here. Now, his playing partner is Mr.
So I think everybody's going to have trouble here.
He will be hitting his seventh shot, and unfortunately, that will meet a watery grave.
Oh, dear. Well,
that was TC.
Yeah.
TC in with his seventh shot. He will now drop and hit his ninth from the
Jeremy for a 15 on the green and rolling. Quickly pass the pin into the front of the green, and more trouble here for Big Strong. Let's get his reaction.
Let's go back to the tee at five. Let's go to the threesome over there. Saroy, what do you see?
Thank you, Corby. Danny Bayless looks like he's ready to address the ball and get his hole started again, these 555-yard par five. It is a scoring hole. We'll see how our leader handles this. And here is his tee ball.
Anything around a 10 here is a good score, I would say, on a long hole.
No, that's very quick.
Very long stare before the swing. And okay, he is off the tee. He only took it back about 20% of the way, but he did make solid contact. And he is in the fairway. His caddy shoves him in a celebratory fashion. They are an energized twosome.
Wow. That's your brother, by the way. I don't know if you realize
Cash that. Roy, yeah, this is my brother.
Jeremy back over the green with yet another chip shot.
Oh, no.
I think he's lying 20.
We have competitor Mike Reiner joining us right now live on the air. Hey, Mike, how's your round going today, please?
I don't know. You tell me.
Ask him about the putt he missed, short putt.
We're just golfing.
3 inches.
His group does have a Bluetooth blasting Steely Dan, which is giving some inspiration to the golfer, it appears.
Yes, it is.
Donovan Lewis
drawn from it,
addressing the ball in his Tiger Woods Sunday red. Now, his caddy is somehow being involved. There's some tee markers. They have some alignment sticks. Donovan Lewis.
Oh, God, that's up! Oh, my God! Oh, my God.
Somebody get hit?
Damn. Dude, there was a guy, what, 40 feet right off the – bad place to stand, just periscope, and you're shooting video. It went 1 foot over his head. Are you okay, sir?
Four.
It's a thumbs up. It's a thumbs up. He is okay.
Four.
Frightened. Oh, my God. That was
and
scary.
He was just standing there watching it come right at him.
We're going to have to see that video, sir.
Meanwhile, I can see things up there ahead at number six, Bob. TC was near the green, and it looks like he has bladed the ball a good 40 yards over the green.
Yeah, I believe he went into the drink, then had to drop, and then at least flirted with a full whiff, and then putted it completely over the green. So he is hitting very, very many shots here. Meanwhile, Kemp, on his fourth attempt, is now on the fringe. So with a little luck here, a seven seems well within his grasp. He's lining up for his fifth. He seems to be in a bit of a hurry, but a tale of two different hole stories.
Hey, guys, let me break in. We have Jeremy Moran over the ball for a 20 here at number five.
This will be the most impressive 20 you've ever seen.
Yeah, Sean has been his caddy. He's about 15 feet away. The ball is on its way, and
that's
this
a
has
putt.
A chance.
That's a good putt. Oh!
It's in and out for a 20.
Damn it.
It's in and out for that 20. It went halfway down, skipped out, and he'll have about 3 feet for a 21.
Oh, no.
And he's a little frustrated. He's going to go ahead and
finish out.
He doesn't want to step in Ty Walker's line, but he's going to try it here. Okay, here. Jer for a 21 on the par 5 fifth hole here at Prairie Lakes. On the way, it's short. It is short.
Hey, breaking news on number 5. Mike Reiner teeing off on the difficult par 5. The same hole that I believe Jeremy just made a 22 on. Sounds like a 23.
This is what it's about.
And how badly
this
is, we suck.
It's like what we're talking about this morning. This is sports entertainment, what we're watching here today.
Oh, I mean, yeah, Sean, I'm trying my
I know, buddy. Oh, keep going.
Over.
How's Ty Walker doing?
What is that? That is, I think he was 9 on.
Whew.
No. Putting 4.
You know, bud?
Man, I seriously fell out of my chair. I was like, oh, hey. Made putt there for Ty.
Whew.
Okay, so, Jer, we're going to put you down for a 23 here on the fifth. And
that's not good.
You keep going, though.
I'm not
all
giving
right.
up.
All right. You got a par 3 coming up, so I think it sets up well
I
for you.
I get 10 on that.
Yeah. You can cut that thing in half. All right, Jer.
All right.
That's big, strong Jeremy in his Macho Man T-shirt.
Oh, my God.
He 8-putted, and, that was a tough finish here at the fifth.
We have Mike Reiner just off the tee box on that same fifth hole, attempting his second shot. He looks incredibly frustrated. I think he's fed up with this whole event. But he's hitting 2 from about 5:15.
5:15. Oh, man.
He is just not swinging yet. Donovan is an entire hole to the right. I believe he's in the fairway of a hole that is not part of this tournament.
Just once, have you thought about the dichotomy of golf that we're seeing from today until next week, the Masters? Do you think CBS's coverage will sound anything like this? Nance is scream laughing on about 18. Oh, gosh.
McElroy has left the 3-inch putt short. Okay.
To report on golf scores, gentlemen.
Okay, what we got, Bob?
We have TCN for a 15 here.
Ooh.
On number
oh, no.
Tough one.
And we have Jake Kemp in for 9. Jake
okay.
really had a nice hole going, but the pin position here, a little tricky, right on the side of a hill, and it's causing our young novice golfers a lot of trouble to get the putt speeds right, or really just to even stop it anywhere on the green. So that's been a real story here at 7.
Whew. Okay. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and
wrap it up.
Thank you, Danny. We're trying to wrap it up as we continue coverage out here at Prairie Lakes in Grand Prairie for the inaugural April Fool's Open. Oh, man, all right, here we are, 504 Sports Radio, 1310 The Ticket, live at the April Fool's Open, calling the action here. We are playing three holes, the worst golfers at the ticket, including Ty Walker and Jeremy Moran, who are playing the par three numbers five right now as we speak. Number six is empty. It seems the action's here on number – or actually, this is number five right here, the par five.
Yeah.
They're on number six, the par three. But on number five, the par five, we have the lead threesome of Danny Bayless, Mike Reiner, and Donovan Lewis, who are approaching the green very slowly. It seems there's a mighty struggle going on back there. Meanwhile, T.C. Fleming –
yes.
And Jake Kemp are back there at the tee.
Yeah, we have a log jam at the fifth tee box. There is some slow play happening this afternoon.
So if you need any tips on how golf is played, Corby, I'm right here and I can let you know.
We have TC joining us, and we have Jake Machine and myself. We're about to do a ceremonial shotgunning of a beer.
Okay.
We'd like to do that for you. And 3-2.
And 1. They're going now, Corby. Saroy got a late start, so I kind of predict him finishing last in this contest. Jake is out. Followed by Machine and Saroy, a good 3 seconds behind.
Okay, tell Jake to settle down. I've got him in the Calcutta, and he's off to a decent start with an 8 and a 9.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Norm thought that the over-under was 48. Clearly, someone's going to beat that. And let's go over what's transpired so far. Jake Kemp is in through two holes, like you said, number 6 and number 7. He quintuple bogeyed the par 3 sixth.
I have Jake Kemp joining you right now live. So
and then quintuple bogeyed.
Hello?
He quintuple bogeyed the par 4 seventh.
Yeah.
And that's not too bad, although he is going to have to stave off one Danny Bayless, who triple bogeyed number 7. And we are still awaiting progress here on the par 5. As he is in the middle of the fairway, you can clearly see him, George, with his caddy, Cash Saroy, leading the way.
Yeah, and if he's hitting 2 there, he can just lay up to the water.
There's no way.
Who, Danny?
You think he's hitting 2 from there?
Where's he laying, Mike?
I think he's hitting, he's lying at least 4, maybe 5.
Okay, he just shanked it dead right.
Oh, no, Danny.
Yes, and he is going to have to deal with trees and the giant lake.
So his 4 shots down the right side. I was just thinking of normal golf. I thought, oh, okay, he's about to hit his second shot. I just forgot what tournament we were at.
Hey, what's Donovan's situation?
Donovan, he made an 11 on the par 4 in which you made a 9 on.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what he's doing. He is on the far left side of the fairway here on the par 5.
Looks like he's got trouble. He's down there by the cart path.
His caddy, Q, his buddy Q, is looks to be a really legit golfer. Those are his clubs, and you can tell Q plays.
Mean? Yeah, nice clubs.
You do have to like Jake keeping an eye on the scoreboard,
so well.
Though. Jake is asking for competitive scores. He's trying to see where he stands on the leaderboard as he approaches his final hole of the day.
Let's take the action back up to the par 3-6 where Bob Sturm is calling the action.
Yeah, Walker hit a very nice shot to get merely 5 feet away after 4, but then proceeded to 3-putt and is in for a 7. Meanwhile, Moran, or is it they're an 8? They're saying an 8 for Ty Walker, actually. I beg your pardon. Now Moran, I believe, has a chance at a 5 here. Is that
possible?
What? Bounce back from a 23.
A 5-footer and miss.
Seriously, though.
But
he just missed a 3-inch putt moments ago.
I'm confident that this will be a 6.
All right, here he is.
I feel very strongly about this.
He's lining up.
Take your time, Jer. In for 6.
Wow, what a bounce
back. A triple
back.
Bogey after a 23 on a par.
6 for Moran, 8 for Walker.
Has there ever been a larger swing from hole to hole than what you just did in the history of this game?
Never. This makes it difficult to believe in momentum, I have to be honest.
So what did Ty do before the 8?
Ty made a 13 on the par 5.
Okay, so I'm in this bitch.
You're right.
Yeah,
are you
it's
kidding me?
It's more
yes.
of a golf tournament than a bitch,
over
Jake.
Cussing,
you're right in the middle
cussing.
Of this, bitch. Jake. Quit shotgunning beers and settle down out there.
Hey, you know, if I had known this data before I just did that, I might have not just done that. But I'm feeling a little loose here, George.
Hey, let's go back to the middle of the fairway here where Mike Reiner is lining up. Who knows what shot he is on. he is right there, though, on the edge of the fairway. He's taking his time.
How did he do off the tee, Mike?
In a very dawdling way, here he is, the Mr. Magoo of this tournament.
He's got to be thinking, just dribble it down near the water.
No, what you want to do is hit it in the water, because if you hit it in the water, you can automatically drop it.
Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
even a better strategy.
Smartest thing
can he
do
get
do
it
is
to
hit
the
it in the water. He has pulled it.
Way left.
Dead left, and he is in... Oh, my God. That is death's doorstep that
British
he is in.
British open grass that he just hit it in over there.
Now, I'm sorry. That will have to be dropped behind there, and he's going to have to try to hit it in the water now to get his free drop over afterwards.
Yeah,
he's
that would
not
going to
get his drop on the other side of the water.
Is that a hazard that he just hit it in, or is that just high grass?
I think that's just tall grass.
Yeah.
I don't see any markings that would denote any type
There's
of hazard.
There's no way he's going to find that.
Meanwhile, Bayless now.
When are they getting warned for slow play?
Yeah, I know.
Boy, yeah, they're on the clock. Now,
they are playing
a threesome. The caddy, Casheroy, just threw his hands in the air. I'm not sure what happened. What happened? He hit it over the water? Danny Bayless has hit the ball over,
oh my God.
Over what? Loch Ness Pond.
Is that good?
That's a good strike. Yeah, he hit that ball 160 yards.
He and this caddy are shoving each other now. They're incredibly happy. Look at the cocky gait that Bayless has right now, too, walking with that strut. And now Donovan Lewis with about 120 yards over the water, pin in the back.
He's got to be thinking, I want to knock this sucker right in the middle of the water, don't you think?
I think he's thinking, let's put this about 6 feet and make the putt and get on out of here, George.
Maybe so. Yeah. The great Donnie with an 11 on his first hole.
I heard how good he looks over the ball.
He does. He's got a good setup.
Yes,
he's going to knock the white right out of that ball, guys.
Over the ball for a very long time,
yes.
is Donovan Lewis.
What was that?
I don't know. A fake take back.
He backs away.
He's backing away
from the ball.
Backs
away.
He doesn't like what he sees.
Let me tell you something, George. I can guarantee you this will not make it over the water.
I'm with you there.
There is not a chance in hell after that back away.
Dressed like
he
Tiger on Sunday.
And he tops it, and it trundles into the very edge of the water.
That's a good play, though. He'll drop it here right in front of the green.
Yeah. Yes.
We have some athletes ready to tee off on number 5 on their final hole of the day. It is T.C. Fleming in Ricky Fowler garb, obviously head to toe. He's
Boy,
got
I'll
a...
tell you what. You can tell T.C., that idiot.
Oh. He's listening as he...
With a 10 and a 15 on his first hole.
Jeremy just made a 6 on the par 3, so T.C. better get
TC
his act together.
Has raised his middle finger in your direction, and now
tell
he's back
to take
over
mighty,
the ball.
A mighty swipe.
And there's contact! Red Velvet Cake!
Did he hit it?
Yeah, he made contact. It's terrible. But he got it, about 50 yards off the tee, off to the right.
So what was the fascination with taking TC? What was the deal there? Everyone just thought he'd be like a golf savant or something?
I thought he would beat Mike. That was. Yeah. I mean, I picked him 5th.
Okay, we have Moran getting ready to hit his tee shot here on the finishing hole, number 7. Which is a par 4, about 285, a left-to-right hole, a bit of a dog leg over some water. Moran is at 21 over par, a 29 on his card at this point with this par 4. And honestly, the best-dressed of the golfers today.
Got the Macho Man T-shirt. He has the lowest score today with a 6, the triple bogey on the par 3, and then the 23 on the par 5.
Boy, we're hearing that Bayless may have whiffed 3 to 4 times.
Our final golfer.
Away and
it's not bad.
To the right of the green.
He used a pitching club. He pitched it up toward the green. He's going to he short-sided himself, George. He's going to have a very difficult shot coming in.
I think this is a 5-wood here, guys, for Moran.
Okay.
Back up to the par 4.
Big, strong Jared.
Jared takes a nice shot right into the tree there. And it looks like it will bounce through the tree, and he is down the left side of the rough, and he will have an opening. That takes the water out of play, unless, of course, he mishits it right into the water on his next shot.
Our final golfer teeing off on number five, it is Kemp. He has gone with what appears to be a 5 or 6 iron off the tee on this 550-yard par five.
Okay. I think the key is just get it past the cart path, which I did a great job of.
And Kemp. Oh, yes! I mean, not the worst. It's slicing right into the trees. It's in a terrible position, but a good 180 yards off the tee.
Mike Ryder on the edge of the green, getting instruction from his caddy, former Ranger great David Hulse is his caddy, wearing his Ranger uniform, George.
Yeah, that's a nice tribute to the Rangers of the 90s.
Yes, he is.
Yes, yeah, giving much respect.
Respect to the Rangers. Oh, now, Ryan's, Mike, with a chip, it looks like he has
what
whiffed.
Happened? What just happened?
Did he whiff?
I think he did. The ball didn't go very far if he didn't whiff it.
We're getting reports that it moved 3 feet. The ball moved 3 feet. Donovan Lewis takes his drop in the same spot that Mike Reiner was in. Now, why they are chipping this ball,
I don't know.
It's beyond me.
Why would they
not be putting?
Ty Walker wearing the Sambas, the left-hander with the three-wood, it looks like.
Ah, yes, back to the action on the par four, sixth.
Ah, yes, their final hole of the day here at the last. Meantime,
and he's backing through and sent it right down near the ticket promo truck.
Oh.
It takes a kick off a tree trunk and actually back into the fairway.
Oh, Ty Walker in the middle of the fairway.
Not out of this thing. With an 8 on that last hole, he's sitting at 21 after two holes.
13 over par, but he'll have the water to contend with unless he wants to take the long way around, tournament is definitely doing.
And now our leader, Bob, and Danny Bayless dressed in all black. He is lane 6 just off the green here at the par 5, fifth hole. Okay, he gets it on in two putts. That would be 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, right? a nine on the par five would be incredibly impressive. It looks like he is putting this. He does have the right strategy here with his caddy, Cash Saroy.
Told him where to roll it.
Danny wearing all black, a la Gary Player. They look exactly alike, minus the exercise and the cirrhosis, of course.
Yes. The Knox City Knocker now over it. Regripping the putter.
Oh, so many regrips. Awkward regrips.
He's really choked up on the shaft, and here we go. Ball on its way.
Oh,
this
that
is
looks
a good,
good
looking putt. Rolling towards the flag and just by maybe 8, now 10, 12, 15 feet.
That's
it
okay.
Looked good coming out, though.
That's okay. This is where things get interesting on the green for sure.
Yeah. Bayless lying. Two-putt that, man. He is in great shape.
Bayless lying. 7 would be the overwhelming favorite unless disaster strikes on the short par 3. We could be looking at our winner right now.
Now, Ryan's with a single-digit 9 on the first hole of the par 4. We have no idea what he's hitting right now. I don't think it's good, though.
No, I don't. Oh, he lies 10.
Lies 10. Okay,
10.
This is hit number 11.
Yes.
For one Mike Reiner
out
of Campbell High
School. Oh, he takes a wild backswing, and it almost had some sort of crazy spin on it.
The trusty 7-iron has hit it over the green, and just back in that little swale there.
It's not too bad. Now, do we have a report on what Donovan Lewis lies right now? Can we get a report? He lies 9.
9, okay.
He is on the back left side of the green.
Guys, I think Moran's third shot. I think we had a whiff, and then his third shot now is trickling right up to water's edge. He's actually safe here, but will have to contend with the drink as well on his way
I'll
to his final
what,
green.
What a comeback from Jeremy Moran after a 23 on the par 5.
I don't know if anyone is going to go over Norm's 48.5.
I don't think they will.
Even Jer with
I
this
don't
big comeback.
Think they will.
You know, you would think if you 23 the first hole that 48 would be in play, but
yeah.
He's really hit the gas a little bit.
Meantime, the chip by Donovan Lewis short of the green, so that is his 10th shot, and he hasn't quite reached the par 5 fifth hole here.
Boy, I'll tell you what, I've not seen a caddy work as hard as Cash Saroy since Bones did with Mickelson after his second Masters victory. He's really, really grinding here with Danny, showing him all the angles.
I think Donovan said he's laying 7.
Oh, he's
oh, now, you're
now
at
he's
10.
10. Yeah, he's at 10 right okay. now. He's yelling
he's,
at the broadcast. He is
yeah,
clearly pissed off. Yeah. Oh,
oh, there it is.
Just flipped us off.
Flip off.
You will see that quite a bit next week, too, at the Masters.
Decision time for Walker on his second shot in the fairway here at 7.
He's got to go for it, doesn't he?
I think he has to. I mean, the smart play is to go for the water.
And just
tie
it right in the water, yeah.
Go for the water, and you're automatically over it and lying 4, and, you know.
Tie with a 13 on his first hole, an 8 on the second hole. So if he can dig out something good here in the single digits, he may have a shot.
Mike Reiner,
a top 5 finish will get him in next week's Travelers Championship.
Mike Reiner, the only one wearing jeans and some sort of fleece pullover.
It's a ticket pullover that I got a reasonable price. Ticket stock this past year.
Do you remember when he wouldn't wear a shirt under those things?
Rides over the ball using the Texas wedge.
The old Kimball Knight. For an 11. For a very impressive 11.
Ball pops up in the air.
Hits one sprinkler head, rolls back toward another. He is still short of the green. He looks back at his caddy, David Holse, and says, Holsey, what the hell, man? What the hell?
I don't sense a good chemistry between those two.
I don't either.
Despite their love of baseball, I just don't see.
You would think that two men that love baseball and alcohol as much as they do, that they would be the perfect fit. But there clearly is dissension. Although, we do have a nice plumb bob from Holse.
Yeah, so it looks like he knows what he's doing now. Donovan Lewis with his 11th shot here at the par 5 fifth. Dressed as Tiger on a Sunday. Back when Tiger used to play on Sundays. Away and rolling to the right of the flag and well short.
Somehow he has left a 25-foot putt 17 feet short.
His work on the greens is less than stellar at this point, gentlemen.
Oh, he's yelling at Q.
Boy,
he doesn't
look,
like the read by Q.
Patiently. Bayless awaits his chance.
The leader's having to wait a lot here, and a slow play by Rines and Donovan.
Meanwhile, back across the fairway here at number 7, I believe Ty Walker hit a very good shot. He avoided the water. Went left of the water. He will have a very simple pitch for his third shot here on the par 4.
Do you wish for me to move to phone technology with that group or stay up here at number
6?
I think
so. I think so. We can see exactly what's going on. Maybe move the phone.
All right.
Yeah, let's head down there. Let's head down there as things are getting interesting between the Moran and Walker group. And now Bayless.
Our leader. A triple bogey 7 on his first hole.
Never played golf in his life and stands here with the lead in his first tournament ever.
He is 7 on the green, putting for an 8. This could be back-to-back triple bogeys if he drains this.
The black hat, the black Under Armour jacket, the black Under Armour wind pants, and the Vans.
Cash says it's going to break left. Put it out to the right of the hole.
And just
tells Danny.
Trundle back in. Bayless. Looking over the hole a second, third time. A fourth time now.
The leader.
The putter is back.
Oh, no, he hit it
it's
way too
toward
hard.
The hole. Oh, and he has put it past George about 6.5 feet. That is no gimme for sure.
No.
As none of these are, as we did see Jeremy Moran leave a 3-inch putt short just moments ago.
A golden moment that
just
was right in front of us.
Moments ago.
I can see TC back in the fairway.
It's not hard to miss it, George.
The bright orange.
With the Ricky Fowler
getup. George and Corby, I'm here with the Kemp Fleming twosome. They're matriculating their way down the fairway. Kemp, with a confident gait, he's lying 3 in reasonable distance to the lake that he will inevitably hit this ball into. He has a confident walk. The Cougar Hunter is on the prowl on the final lap.
How's Fleming looking?
Fleming is... What are you lying, TC? Oh, he's hitting his 6th shot, is C.C. Fleming.
Okay, all right.
For bogey. Not the worst.
Meanwhile, Donovan Lewis, after leaving a 25-footer 17 feet short, has just left his 17-footer 11 feet short.
That was for 12, I do believe.
You would think that's impossible. He and his caddy are both laughing now.
Sharing a light moment.
Yes.
Here in this... brutal competition.
And he is still away.
Yeah, he's still out.
Both of them dreaming of just to finish this round to get into that purple drink.
Expletives. Expletives from Jake.
Lewis approach on the way.
Oh, and
it
just curves to the left.
Still going. He's got.
And that is no gimme either.
On the bone.
Put a spot on that one, big boy.
That's a big putt for Danny Bayless.
You know, this really could decide the tournament right here.
I mean, if he knocks us in, it's a single-digit score. It would be a 9, but not bad. It would be our lowest score by far here on the par 5.
Yes.
We've had a 23, a 13.
23. Bayless wasted no time.
He's ready. A little practice stroke.
Yes.
Feels good.
Looks
about it.
Smooth over the ball. No doubt about it. No doubt he has got the DTs. The shakes are coming in. He has gone 3 holes with no alcohol.
There he is, Danny Bayless.
It's back, and it's through.
Get in.
Oh, and he's pulled it. Oh, my God. Oh, no. That ball has taken off on Bayless. He has left. Push that at least 9 feet past the hole, George.
Oh, gosh. We knew putting would be an adventure.
And he is still away.
This is a brutal pin placement. You know what?
I know. It's on a knob.
It's on a downslope, and they're having a really tough time with it.
Let's go back over to the action on 7, where Bob Sturm is handling the Walker Moran twosome.
Yes, thank you, Corby. At this point, Ty Walker actually has a par attempt. He's about 15 yards. And this pin placement is no joke today, where he has really put himself in a position where this can take off and leave you just a ton. So even though a par attempt is going to take a lot of work. Meanwhile, Moran, after going in the water, now is moving back up the hill. He's a very, very good shot.
Well, we have just seen Donovan Lewis complete the par 5. Donovan Lewis
has...
No, don't throw it! Donovan Lewis has just 7-putted. We have seen a 7-putt from Donovan Lewis.
You can see the frustration.
Single deep. No, is this for a 10?
I think so. Yeah, okay. The last putt was for a 9.
Okay, this is big. Let's not cram it by there, Bayless.
Come on, Danny. Tappy, get in there.
Oh, he leaves it short. Okay. He leaves it short. And his caddy says... Finish up, young man.
Finish the fight. Finish the fight.
Michael
Irvin would tell him, too.
Oh, man, these are the tough ones.
There you go, Danny.
Oh, he almost left that short,
Is that 11, Danny?
Danny, was that 11?
Finish the fight!
We got to count it up. That was I think that was an 11.
Okay. So, Bayless with a tough one there.
Yeah, it really
10?
Was.
Okay, 10. All right.
We have some sort of a rap music dance party that's broken out in the fifth fairway as Jake plugged his ball into the water. And TC follows him into
TC,
the agua.
Watery grave on that shot.
Both players into the water on 5.
Meanwhile, Mike Reiner lining up for his 4.5-footer. Clean this up for his 17.
So much promise for Mike off that first hole with the 9.
Yeah. Things have just gone sideways, George.
Dreams fading here on the par 5.
Yes, they are. Hulse lining him up.
Only player wearing jeans today, Mike Reiner.
Oh, he hits it.
Placed well by the hole.
With the authority of a Julio Franco double off the wall.
Hulse now down on the ground on his knees.
He is.
Crawling in frustration.
He is. Hulse is dreaming of getting back into his portable cooler. Boy, yeah, look at the crowd we have around this par 5. Oh, this is amazing.
100 people around here.
What an happened, amazing Bob? Shot from Moran here at number 7 as it looked like he was going to sort of pitch and run it, but it turned into almost a flop shot that sat now no more than 8 inches from the cup. He will have a tap in, I believe, for a triple bogey.
Triple bogey for Moran. Meanwhile,
we have an 8-putt in progress here. Oh, gosh.
How many putts was that? 8. We have seen a 7-putt.
15.
A 7-putt and an 8-putt. And a 5-putt.
This green is so treacherous.
On this hole, in this. That is 20 putts between the threesome that just finished this par 5.
I think if I read David Hulse right, that's a 17 for Mike?
Yes, yeah, 17.
Oh, boy. Well, Mike.
That's okay. Oh. Onward and upward. On to the par 3. Let's not screw this last hole up,
boys. Come on, Mike. Finish strong, buddy.
Meanwhile, I just see that Ty Walker has... It looks, Bob, is that his 5th shot that he has hit over the green?
That was his 5th shot, and if he would have got the speed right, he might have been in pretty good shape. Unfortunately, he got the speed wrong, and it trickled all the way down the hill to the bottom.
He now
has to come all the way back up the hill and contend with the incline yet again. So what started very promising is ending like so many other journeys through this hole today. Looks good, but then the greens are the undoing of so many.
Meanwhile, Ricky Fowler, a.k.a. T.C. Fleming, in all orange at the base of the green here on the par 5-6th. He has taken a wild swing. He topped it.
There's not a lot of touch around these greens.
No, it went screaming over the back of the green. It now lies on top of the hill. He will have an impossible shot with about 4.5 feet of green to work with for his 20th shot.
Jake Kemp up next. Pretty confident on this hole. I think he's hitting 7 from the drop zone. He is playing just a wake behind him of beer cans and cigarette butts.
Oh,
but a confident walk he has as he lines up his approach.
Guys, yes. The way I say, we basically have a two-man tournament now between Danny and Jake.
Yeah, we
Jake
do.
Jake with 17 shots in his first two holes. Danny with 17 shots in his first two holes. So what is Jake lying here?
He's hitting seven, and I don't see his ball, so.
Oh, no.
He must have failed. He's hitting eight now. Eight.
Come
What's
on,
Reiner
Jake.
Doing? Is Reiner not in this?
I had a 17 just shot him off there.
Those will get you.
Yeah. All right, so Danny is in great shape because now he has the easiest hole left. He just has the – does he have a driver? What's he doing? He's a little par three.
Driver off the par three.
Well, he is. This is a 140-yard par three.
What's
this is the
doing?
Leader in the clubhouse. He has taken out the big stick, leaving nothing if to he, chance here. He is going for it this afternoon.
Ooh.
Oh, and he is
drop kicked it.
Oh boy,
hit it straight, but it has only gone with a driver about 22 yards. That is your leader.
You're going to hit seven irons all day.
Danny
and he gets
Bayless.
To the par three and he hits a driver.
Short of the
very ambitious.
Tee.
What's he doing? He's got the lead.
Here's Jay Kemp with
We're
his
hearing from,
eighth shot from our course reporter killer.
Oh, good shot, Jake.
Yeah, nice touch shot. From Jay Kemp for eight. He'll be putting for nine.
That Danny Bayless's tee shot is about 10 yards short of the red tees.
Mm.
Now, but the fact that I have Danny and Jake in the Calcutta makes me look really good right
shut
now.
Shut up.
Really good.
Brilliant. Where's Ty at?
Meanwhile, I'm looking over oh, here.
13.
Ty's not out of it yet.
I'm looking over here at the par four.
Yes. Yeah,
with Ty Walker putting for what appears to be a seven now.
Mm, he hangs his head in shame after that attempt.
What do we
appears.
Got, Bob?
What's our score unit? What are we saying at this point?
Oh, Ty Walker's in.
Oh, a meager clap.
A weak applause.
A 10 for Walker on the finishing line.
A 10.
That's tough for Ty.
So Ty has finished his day with a score of 31.
31.
Not bad. Well below the Norm Hitchka's over-under of 48.5.
He's the leader in the clubhouse at 31.
Yeah,
yes,
your leader
is.
In the clubhouse, Ty Walker out of Kansas State.
TC now with a putter out. He's about 15, 20 yards away, pointing at us for some reason, and now addressing the ball, nodding confidently. And addressing the ball. Okay, that's pretty damn good.
Absolutely brilliant. It's gone!
Oh,
it hit
God.
The back of the hole.
Right
my
over.
God, he hit the back of the hole. TC almost jarred the miracle shot.
Wow.
High fives everywhere.
Oh, the caddies are into it.
Still
the
a difficult six-foot putt left for him. But
Jay Kemp giving him a little handshake
what
there.
What a make-a-wish moment for the guy that looks most like this is a make-a-wish moment.
That's not just banter between those two. That was golf respect we just saw between those two.
Absolutely. This par five has given this field fits, as I will read the scores to you. Jeremy Moran with a 23.
Yeah. Mm.
Ty Walker with a 13. Mike Reiner with a 17. Danny Bayless with a respectable
10. That 10 looks better and better.
And now Jake Kemp.
Reiner just teed off on the par three, a screamer down the left-hand side, but he is in play.
Okay, if Jake can just get this down in two, that would be really good, right? Because that would be a 9.
Yes, he could post the...
Guys?
Yes.
More news from the 7th, where Jeremy Moran had an 8-incher for triple bogey, and he ended up with a 13. Unfortunately, I have never seen a 6-putt from 8 inches away, but I just got it here today.
What happens to him?
Here's Jake for the 9.
Come on, Jake.
Jake.
To post the best score. On hole number 5 on the day.
One of our combatants
it's
can
Kemp.
Get under par. And he
is out.
It is in and out.
Too much speed on it.
He cannot believe it.
Visibly frustrated.
His caddy stone-faced.
Surely he'll knock in this 10-incher.
Knock it in here. We're okay.
Oh my God.
No!
Not only he threw his putter, he missed a 10-footer, a 10-incher. A 10-incher has slid by 5.5 feet.
He's buried his face into his palms.
No.
He is shocked at
and
what is going on.
He's got a long putt.
That could have cost him the tournament.
4 or 5 feet. Oh, what just happened? That was for 10. This is for 11?
He looks
yes.
crushed.
This is for an 11.
This putt far more difficult than the one he just missed.
He may
Jake
have just handed the tournament
the
to
tournament
Danny Bayless.
In his grasp.
He looks like a broken man.
Well, we got to update what Danny's doing here.
Yeah.
Here's TC to finish up for the sweet up and down. Oh,
oh
God.
My God. TC.
He chunked it.
He putted it 1 inch.
He chunked a putt. Oh, dear.
Hey!
Oh, this twosome is sharing a putter.
Yeah.
As Kemp now lines 13?
Up. 13 for TC on that hole.
Trying to avoid another disaster on the greens. Here's Jake.
Oh, Jake.
Yeah! And he has put it in.
Oh, there
Fist
it is.
Pump
for an 11.
Jake Kemp, well done.
11, right? Okay.
All right, now it all depends on what goes on up ahead of us at this par 3. Well, Danny, we can't wrap it up because we're waiting on you to finish the hole. It looks like Mike Reiner is on the left side of the fairway. Yeah, we need Saroy. Go up there with the phone.
I have it.
Oh, where's Bob?
I got you.
Okay. What's happening up there, Bob? Talk to us.
We have Bayless off the green, lane 2.
Oh.
And now Ryan's now
He's
just fired
it.
A line yeah. drive right by our head, but actually it'll be okay at the back of the green off the fringe. So now Bayless has a chance to get on in 3. I'm not positive where Donovan is. Well, I see him. I just don't know what his scoring situation is, but he's a good 50 yards from the flag presently.
Lining up for a chip right now is Donovan Lewis.
So if Danny can just get on
in
3
he
putt.
It.
Oh my God, Donovan Lewis just hit what should have been a 15-yard shot 85 yards.
Hit it way back in the
Dude,
woods.
Dude, it went screaming over the green.
No, he's he absolutely got all of that one.
Oh, Donnie.
Now, yes.
So Donovan only lying 3. He's only lying 3. He's hitting 4 after the bladed chip.
I'll tell you what, Saroy, this tournament looks to be in the bag, barring an absolute abject disaster from Danny Bayless, who was off the green by about 5 yards. He has an uphill putt about, I would say 30 to 35 feet for his third shot. If this somehow goes in, he would make the only par of the day. Matter of fact, if he gets up and down, he would make the only bogey of the day. Matter of fact, if he gets in 3, he would make the only double of the day. And he has actually, did he hit it over the green?
It's just a little bit over the green. He's just on the fringe, just past the hole. Pretty nice shot. Oh,
man, just conservative. He can 4 or 5 putt from there and win the tournament safely.
Yeah, he could.
That's a shrewd play right there, and played into the break nicely, and now it trickles below the hole. It's certainly all of 15 feet, but he set himself nicely there for a chance at the win.
He's left himself an uphill putt.
Now, Lewis still with work to do, as is a Reiner over the back of the green. And they still now, and they're playing in the wrong direction here on this particular hole. So there's a good chance it will go right over the green and back to you guys.
Now, Ty Walker, who was one of the early favorites, his 31 and 3 holes, if this was an 18-hole tournament, this would put him on pace for a 186. That is according to Grant Boone, our statistician from CBS Sports.
Thank you, Grant. That's a good point. And we thought he played well.
For a 186.
Here's Donovan Lewis from just back left off the green. He's putting for a 4 from about 5 feet off the green. Here's Lewis.
And man, he just let this thing get away on the greens today.
He just smashed this putt.
Yeah.
See, it's so far over the green. I'll tell you what. Short game issues have absolutely derailed these 7 men. There is no doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the real story here today, guys. It's all about the greens. And let's make no mistake, these pin placements have not been what you would call easy by any stretch.
Let's go ahead and recap. Jeremy Moran had an 8-inch putt for an 8 and ended up making a 13.
That's almost correct. It was actually an 8-inch putt for a 7.
Oh!
Made a 13. I've really never seen an exhibition quite like that. But it was really a pleasure to behold and worth any time spent today.
Oh, my God. Are we awaiting the shot of Bayless?
Mike Reiner is who we're waiting on right now. He's
boy,
just
Ryan's play slow.
Very deliberate.
He's just trying to get his bearings.
If you can believe it or not, he is groaning.
Chipped this up here reasonably.
David Hulse actually had to point him in the direction of the green, guys.
God almighty, what hole are we on?
He's right on the green. Why do you have to point in the direction of the green?
Just right up there, Mr. Haverkamp. It'll be fine.
He's
still over it.
I hit the ball.
He has made contact, and it trickles onto the green. Still a lot of meat on that bone, but he is on the green now.
Ah, tepid applause for that shot.
The leader, Danny Bayless, is he just going to let these guys play it out?
Well, so this whole time, Bayless is kind of being iced in the situation. A lot of his competitors going up and talking with him, and he probably is anxious to go up and take his shot, but unable to do so until these other two laborious efforts finally meet the hole.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Should we?
Just to give an update really quick here, Danny Bayless is in the lead. He is on the green on his last hole. He made a 10 on the par 5. Which is the best score on the par 5 of any of our combatants, a 7 on the par 4, which was his first hole. That's a triple bogey. The best hole score on that hole as well. And now here he is sitting right on the edge of the green, putting for a bogey, which, boy, this would just be unbelievable.
Now, what's interesting here is all three golfers appear to be looking at each other, wondering who is going to play next,
Somebody
as we have not had any action in a couple minutes.
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
Hit the ball,
there?
Bayless. God.
I'm here with our leader, Danny Bayless, who is lining up his putt for Make the Win.
All right, here's Lewis from about 30, 35 feet, it appears. And he sends it up, and let's just make that good. He's about 4 feet short, and I think we're all willing to give that to his Lewis.
I think so, yeah, Donovan. That was a great tournament from you. You really laid it on the line. All right, pull the flag out there, Cash. Let's see what Bayless has to offer us. By the way, at this current pace, again, Ty Walker would be on pace to shoot a 186. We are also on pace, George, for a nine-hour round of actual golf.
I've been thinking forever.
9 hours.
We started it just after four, didn't we?
9 hours.
Oh, man. All right, what's Danny doing? The leader. The man who's about to win.
By the way,
April Fool's Open.
Bayless guaranteed a victory. You realize this? He guaranteed a victory. This was like Babe Ruth calling his shot.
Okay. Oh my gosh, we're waiting for Rines again.
I know.
I'm getting around to it. Hang on.
Okay, he is still away. No, it's that actually is actually very nice. It's headed towards the hole. Does it go in? No, it goes a little to the right, and it's right next to Lewis's ball. So now it's all up to Bayless, who has a couple putts probably to put this into the trophy case if he can.
He lays three?
Mm-hmm. He lays three. He has to do is get this close. We want him to finish out, too. We need him to finish out. He is getting specific instructions, as he has been for this entire tournament, from his astounding caddy, dressed in full caddy garb, the one, the only, Cash Saroy.
A seven putt can win it for him. From here.
Yes. All he needs to do from 12 feet is get down in seven.
That's all he has to do.
Is it possible? We just saw him.
Oh, there comes at the hole. Right off the left edge. Work to do, but not much at all. A less than a putter's length away from a championship.
Go ahead and have him finish out, Bob.
Finish it out, Danny Bayless.
About to become the April Fool's Open champion.
Boy, the crowd around the green, there has to be at least 75 to 100 people ready to absolutely explode and present Danny with his jacket.
There it is. Could be a win for the ages.
He is up over the putt. He has tapped it. He has just missed it. It is okay. He's going to clean this up. This should be the final putt of the tournament. There he is, your winner.
Wow.
The embrace on the green between Cash Saroy. Both of his ex-wives are in attendance as well. They have come to greet him.
Danny Bayless from Knox City, Texas, your April Fool's Open champion.
Let's take a break. We will come back. We will meet the winner of the April Fool's Open next. Well, here we are. It is concluded. The first annual April Fool's Open is finished at Prairie Lakes Golf Course here in Grand Prairie. And it was triumphant. The victory was triumphant. Up as Danny Bayless is your winner.
Crowd gathered around. It's crowd here today.
I know.
Prairie Lakes.
George, you have the final tally.
Danny Bayless with a score of 24, 12 over par, is your winner. That finishes that puts him four shots ahead of Jake, who carded a 28 with an 11, an 8, and a 9. Danny went 10-7-7.
7-10-7.
Yeah, that's right. You started on number 6, right?
Yeah.
Correct. You started on number 7. So, yeah, you went 7-10-7. Mike Reiner ties for third with Ty Walker. They both shoot 31.
Yeah.
19 over par. The great Donovan comes in fifth with a score of 34. That's 22 over par. T.C. Fleming finishes at 26 over par with a score of 38. And bringing up the rear, a tough start with that 23 on the par 5. Fifth hole, big strong Jeremy with a score of 42.
Yeah.
30 over par today.
Oh, yeah.
But yet giving us one of golf's greatest moments.
Ever.
Ever. I didn't see the 8 putt from 8 inches, but we did see the 3-inch putt that was left short. So
short. He left a 3-inch putt short. And he also 7 putted from 8 inches. Now, Mike Reiner finished in a tie for third, and yeah, it could have been a lot better. And I don't think we realize what transpired on the green here. Mike, in your own words, what happened on that first hole when you're on the green?
This was all about what I didn't do, not what somebody else did. I would have beat his ass today if I hadn't have done that.
What happened?
I whipped a couple putts a couple times. Actually, I whipped once and kind of grazed the top of it the second time.
And the ball rolled and went back to its original position.
It didn't even move. It didn't even move. And if I'd have wanted to be a real golf.
Yeah, D. Jerk.
About this.
Yeah.
I could have written those off as practice shots very easily. And nobody would have said a thing.
That's when you whipped the putt. It's so great.
But it is what it is. That's what I did.
Did you have the trusty Wilson 7 iron today? Did you use it?
No, I was using the clubs of my great caddy, who was tremendous out here today, the incredible Hulse, David Hulse, the former Ranger
girl. Yeah.
Whew. Man.
Yeah, he worked
who really
hard.
Wanted to do this. He had to work hard, man.
No, I was so awesome he came out here. That is so, so cool. David Hulse came out here. And the winning duo.
And he volunteered for it.
I know.
I mean, I was all set to get my twink Blake out here, but.
Oh, put him in like a ballerina outfit and let him walk around.
Boy, the outfits today were great, too.
Just walk up the fairway, grabbing his ass and everything. Maybe do a little splooging.
What?
What does that mean?
I don't know. He's drank half his vodka and orange juice or whatever. He's hammered.
Michael.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
We've had a lot of spirits flowing out here at Prairie Lakes today.
Obviously.
So the winning duo, and it was a duo. Let's not lose sight of what Cash Arroy did for Danny Bayless.
No doubt.
Yeah, Cash.
Cash had a plan. Danny executed it to perfection.
We need to talk to Sweet Cash. Because this is not about me, I promise you.
Refer to me as the Danny Whisperer.
All right, what happened on the range? What was the plan that you guys had?
I asked Danny when the last time that he hit a golf club was, and he basically told me never, maybe once in a sand trap.
I putted, and I think a couple of years ago, and I tried to hit something out of a sand trap, but that was the only time I've ever tried it. I've never struck a ball before.
Dude, it was so funny. I'm like, will you look me in the eye now? Will you do what I tell you to? And I don't want to hear no, or else I will walk. And I said, I'm going to give you the 7-iron and just chip it. And he chipped it.
I've been told he says that very same thing to his wife all the time.
Gross.
That's not for now.
That's not for now.
And so we came up with a plan that we were going to take a 7-iron. Mm-hmm. We were going to swing it about 70%.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to metronome. We were going to count to 3. We were going to hit the blade of grass behind the ball. We have a strategy, Snake.
And it worked. It worked. I saw some very impressive
shots. And this guy, right from the get-go on the range, started hitting these about 115-yard 7-irons. And I said, buddy, do that, and we're going to win this damn thing.
Well, you did hit the most impressive shot of the day, which was hitting it over the water on the par 5 and on your 5th or 6th shot. I can't remember what it was, but you were the only one of the group of the seven that made it over the water.
Our plan the whole time was to go directly into the drink.
Right. Yes.
And I tried, but it went wide,
dead right.
It went dead right. So then he's like, just lay it up over that tree. And I'm like, there's no way I can make that.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, I just followed his instructions, man, and it worked
out.
He
was awesome, too, and I kind of missed it, but I did make it out of bounds over there.
you put it in that thick stuff over there, Mike. That was hilarious. Everyone, it was almost like everyone was aiming for the water because you knew if you hit it in the water, you got the drop over it.
Sure.
Right. That was the plan the whole time. We cleared the water twice, didn't we?
Yes, that's right.
Did you do it over here on this
park?
Yes. Yeah. God bless it.
And then the chipping, his ability to concentrate, otherworldly. There's something inside of this man. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
He looks like a loser. Look at him.
I know.
And yet, what is inside of him?
Winner.
The fire of a lion. Champion, Dan Bayless.
What did I say yesterday?
You were going to win.
I predicted that we were going to win this because
really?
I knew I had cash on my side.
Yeah,
I predicted podium.
He did. Yeah.
But not you, man. I couldn't see this.
Well, it was very impressive from everyone. It was hilarious. The broadcast was, I hope it was as funny as I thought it was, just from the laughter from, okay. And look at the big man over here now. So we had a Calcutta last night on the phone.
You got Danny?
Yeah, he got Danny.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, he's paying Danny off.
Is this legal?
He's paying Danny off.
All right.
Paying like $60. We had a Calcutta where we bought players, and in the end, George ended up buying Danny for $20. He's paying his caddy.
Yes!
I ended up going all in on Ty Walker. I bought Ty for $45 in the Calcutta.
Right here.
Yeah, and you really let me down. You really, really let me down. But, Georgie won. He had Jake. Saroy was involved in the Calcutta, too, and I think he had Donovan. And Mike, who came very close, except for those whiffed putts.
There were a few other things, too.
Little minor things that went wrong.
A lot of things that went wrong. What did I have on that second hole?
17? The par 5?
Yeah.
You had a lot.
Walking with Mike was interesting because he had a very large variance in his confidence. There was times where he looked like he could walk on water.
I thought from the first hole that Mike was going to dominate.
Because
he looked like the one that had the most experience. Like, he knew what he was doing.
He hit legit shots.
Yeah, he did.
But then things...
I got off to a good start, but as they always do, things unraveled for me. That's the story of all four marriages.
I thought it was very sweet that both your ex-wives were on the back of the green. They ran to meet you with your tiny children running to hug each leg, too.
I'll tell you what, though, and in all seriousness, it was three holes. It was ridiculous. I have no idea what we're doing, but that was one of the most fun things I've ever done.
Okay.
It was a freaking blast.
Your blood, right? Your blood was pumping, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you know, nobody gets to do this. Like, I mean, it's a tournament kind of thing, but an audience, people watching and clapping, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it made it so exciting. It was fun, man, but the nerves thing.
Oh, that's real.
That's real. That is absolutely real.
But it was fun. Okay, will you play golf again, you think? Or at least go out and just kind of knock around?
I may go to the driving range and actually learn how to. My back swing's like 2 feet,
so
just kind of keep shotting.
What about you? Did you have fun?
That was okay.
That's it. All right, we got to go. We got to go take a break. We'll come back and do community quick hits and more fun golf stuff.
We are all done here. And
thank you, sir.
Thanks to the folks at Prairie Lakes, Bert, your entire crew.
Yes, thank you, Prairie Lakes.
Thank you,
T-Speed.
I've never had more fun on the radio in my entire life than the last couple hours calling that match. The funny part is that, it was slow. Oh, Georgie, it was slow, clearly, but a typical round of golf takes about 4 hours or so. You guys were on pace for about a 9-hour round. Grant Boone from CBS Sports, who is a big P1 and is headed to the Masters. And whenever you log on to Masters.com, you will hear Grant Boone's voice, as you have for so many years. He says, I blew 90 minutes of my Masters prep time, but it was worth it. He tweeted that in an upset, Danny Bayless wins the first annual April Fool's Open. He is now qualified for the Masters.
It was just such a zoo.
Man, Twitter's, I'm just now getting on there, and apparently the broadcast sounded really good on the air.
It was fun. I mean, it was very easy, you know. I mean, we had me, Bob, George, and Mike. We were all positioned great. Then, trust me, this was engineer-driven, too. So Nick and Killer and Tony.
No doubt.
That you pulled off the impossible with the places that we were able to get to and see. And the course was set up perfectly for it. It was most fun. Most fun. I hope you guys had as much fun as we did calling the damn thing.
Did it make you want to play?
No, I didn't want to be.
Really?
No, I didn't want to be out there at all. You guys were having fun. It was just fun to watch, as most of these things are. Here, Hulse, put that headset on. So David Hulse, who is Mike Reiner's caddy. Hulsey, of course. What was your last year?
Here, put that on. Talk to us here.
What was your last year with the Rangers?
With the Rangers? That didn't sound good at all.
Here, put that close to your mouth there.
Hello?
There you go.
Hello?
Hello? All right, this is former Ranger great David Hulse, who was my caddy out there today.
What was your last year with the Rangers?
94 here. We had the strike year, then I got traded to Milwaukee.
And then how many years were you in Milwaukee?
95, 96, and then got destroyed, and then had a lot of surgeries, lived in Birmingham a while, then tried to come back.
Did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you would ever be involved in something like this?
Actually, this was a lot better than those years. My boy, the old gray wolf, had it going.
I know. He had it.
Yeah, for a while. But
A couple of too many practice putts.
Yeah, as always, I folded like I always do. I lost focus and lost. See, this is why I don't play this game, because I can't concentrate.
Can you imagine?
I can't focus.
Dude, can you imagine? Okay. Extrapolating this into what we're going to see next week and the grind that these guys go through every single shot where it is their life. Every shot.
Well, they're wired that way.
No, it's a different human being that plays this game.
On a positive note, you finished strong. The only double bogey on the hole for the day.
No, the only double bogey of the day.
See?
Of the day. What did you hit on this hole, on the par three?
Five.
You hit a five iron?
Oh, I don't know. What did I hit?
We went, what did we go? No, you went that two rescue club.
Yeah. Do you know what a rescue club is?
Yes, I do.
Well, all right. See? This would have been a whole lot better if we wouldn't have had golf jackasses up here blaring out everywhere the whole time.
I mean,
who could focus? Who could do anything with all that?
I mean, it was so unlike real golf, because I remember on the second hole teeing off to Reeling in the Years by Steely Dan just blasting over there.
That's right.
I couldn't focus.
That's right.
Well, see, as Hulse can attest to, though, nowadays, if you go play golf, dude, every cart's got a music box in there playing something.
Right.
Everybody, I mean, it is not.
It's not like it used to be.
No. It is not as buttoned down as it used to be at all.
No, you're playing with a foursome, two in each cart, playing two different types of music the way down the fairway.
And then you'll combine carts at the tee box or the green, and you hear this mishmash
of sound.
Crap. Yeah. So it is, dude, golf gets a bad rap for being this really buttoned up, caddy-shacky type of thing. But, man, it is anything but that. It is fun. It's a lot of fun. The thing
I think it deserves its bad rap.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Why do you think the sea cow would play? You think the sea cow is the type of guy that would do something?
That's real stick in the muddy?
Yeah, that took 5 hours and wasn't any fun?
No, I don't think he would.
You think I would?
No.
You think I would waste my time for 5 hours doing something if it wasn't
but
fun?
But both of you guys are just out there to drink and do mushrooms and all this other stuff that you do.
Exactly.
Mushrooms.
I don't know about mushrooms, but
we gotta go.
No, we don't. No, we're gonna double up.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna double up here. Yeah. But Hulse, I'm glad you were a part of this. This was fun. We gotta get you involved in more bits.
It was awesome. Yeah, I need to hang out with you guys more.
Yeah, more stuff. Yeah.
Stuff.
You got kids?
No, one's a junior in high school, one's in college already.
Yeah, so you're about done.
I don't have to worry about that.
You got a lot of fun to do now. Yeah. Just hanging out.
I need some more cancellations of my baseball practices and stuff.
Yes.
Important stuff.
Right.
What kind of baseball practices do you have these days? Do you coach or
something? Yeah, I got the select clubs, 12U,
oh, really?
Cats, black.
All right.
Yeah.
How much time does that take up?
That's worse than my real job.
Yeah, I bet it is.
It is.
Is it a traveling team, or are y'all local?
There's so much talent here in North Texas. You really don't have to travel much.
Where'd you grow up?
San Angelo, West Texas.
Okay. Right near you, Dan.
Kind of, yeah. Near Abilene, sort of.
Yeah.
And when'd you get out of high school?
86.
Same age.
86.
You class 86?
86 and did not have a college to go to.
You a San Angelo Bobcat?
Yes.
All right.
Wait, you weren't offered at all?
Not at all. My neighbor across the street was a football coach at Angelo State. And he said, I'll call a guy in Corsicana and see if you can walk on. And that's how it started.
You are kidding me.
No. Nope.
Dude, that is like the most unlikely path ever to the majors. But you weren't thinking Major League Baseball, were you? You were just thinking, let's just keep playing baseball?
Yeah, let's just get to college and play baseball, because I'd given up the basketball because everybody grew really quick.
Right.
So I walked on, and guy makes a boo-boo. Next thing you know, you're in there in the starting lineup.
How old were you when you started?
Baseball?
No. When you got to be a starter on San Angelo.
Oh, San Angelo? I didn't even play till my senior year.
God, you ended up in the majors?
You played baseball till your senior year?
Not for them.
I quit at like 13 because I thought I was going to be a basketball player. And then I said, maybe I should go ahead and try this my senior year and see what happens.
Did you have an outside shot?
Well, yeah, I didn't make a three-pointer like you, but.
Who did?
That's because they didn't have it. But.
Yeah, all right.
That's right.
So now,
we had no three-pointers
so
in high school.
I have a three-pointer and the match is only double bogey.
That's
to my
right.
credit.
You got a lot going on. Skins on the wall.
Yeah, skins on the wall, man. How's that for cred?
Boy, Jake. You know, Jake's really competitive. There's no doubt about that. And Jake,
I saw him throw a club.
Dude. The amount of Three Stooges green buffoonery that happened right in front of our eyes that included all you guys. But Jake was like a foot and a half away to make a legit 7 or 8 on this par 5 and really get back into contention. And he ends up 5-putting from literally nowhere. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Hey,
and he throws his putter.
After what I did today,
you threw your putter?
Shocks me.
Yeah, he did. He threw his putter. So
he's looking at it. Look at him.
Yeah, he's staring down there.
He can't believe it happened.
Look how stupid he looks.
That's where it all unraveled.
Oh, good
times. I can't believe it happened either. God.
Good times. I don't know if we can
Let's
ever
do it again.
I don't know if we
right
can.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. I was thinking that I want to talk to George about it if we could ever pull something like this off again. And do it with the same people, but I just don't think it would have the same magic. I think this is one of these one-off things.
Well, this is one shot.
Maybe you could do like a twosome with a good golfer and then a crappy golfer, like you and I play as a team, and
but
you
just
get what you get. I don't know.
Well, like you would do typically in a that'd be called best ball, where you take the best of our scores.
It's obviously going to be yours, but why don't we just average the scores together?
Well, it's not going to be you and him.
Well, whoever.
It's going to be 1-8, and you're like you'd be 4 in the 4-5 pair.
Yeah, I'm just saying for example.
Right.
I mean, I'm not.
He'd get stuck with me or something.
You're good. You're better than I am,
dude.
Well, I'm not.
The thing is,
that range between 1 and 4 really, I think, is wide open. It really is, because I honestly thought.
Jake could have won. Mike could have won. Ty could have. Anybody could have won this thing.
TC and Jer were the only ones that really had blowouts. And TC, you think you took your club back short?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was playing with Donovan. Things didn't seem to go terribly well for him.
TC, your backswing was 1 inch. 1 inch you took it back.
TC wanted to use a putter the whole time.
It may have benefited him, but at the same time, I don't.
Maybe we should do the one club next.
No, God, no.
Why?
We're not doing.
We used to do that back in the day of the ticket.
Yeah,
we have a one club,
but we did it with people that were really good. A one club with people that don't know what they're doing would be absolutely painstaking.
Would you putt with a 7-iron?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, okay.
You take a 6-iron out there and you do everything with it: drive, chip, sand, everything. Don't.
How about what?
Just
what?
Go ahead, say it.
What about the driver?
No, it gets the snub.
Yeah,
that ain't right.
The driver gets the snub. Will this make you at all, Danny, appreciate the Masters and what they do? Because you're going to be able to see these guys hit shots from close up.
Oh, God.
Do you think you're going to be like, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
It's one thing to see it on TV, but when you see these guys hit golf balls consistently the way they do.
I'd like to see them get over the water on 8.
I would, too. Let's get Bubba Watson out here and see how he handles that.
Do you get to play very much, Dave?
I do. I played yesterday.
You do?
Yeah.
Where do you play?
I play everywhere, but I like to go with Darren Oliver because then we go out to Vaquero.
Oh, does he live out there?
He is a member there.
Oh, yeah. That's the way to do it.
Exactly. You can't
pass someone
that
at Vaquero.
Right.
How about those little, that grill at the turn where they're grilling up those sausages and everything?
Anything you want.
Yes. This is it.
What can I do for you, Mr. Hulse?
Yeah, that is the value. You come back and your car's washed at this place.
What's Vaquero?
It's in the mid-cities down there in Westlake. So, like, you're headed out to the Motor Speedway,
okay.
And you get in there, and they built this course, and it is spectacular. I mean, a lot of people that are on tour live out there, play out there, and a lot of people that have Darren Oliver money, you know, that played for 78 years in the majors.
Exactly.
They belong out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that type of place. I'm thinking, should we do one story? I'll tell you what.
Well, we just heard something from the mothership. What's going on here, David?
Yeah, we probably, because we're gonna take a break and we'll come back and we'll actually do community quick hits. What time is it, Dave? What time do you got?
I got 6:24, so we got about a
8 minute break.
24 yeah. What?
About a 24 minute break.
Yeah.
Are we 24?
No,
what?
No,
Dave?
We're 6:24. We got about a 10 minute break here.
All right, let's do that and come back and do some.